Dus dat is de wisperkimmel mishalo. Elu naros, sheyesh lahen knas. Somebody who is ma'ani is a nara basula. A nara is a girl. After she's 12 years old from the time she gets face sarah, for the next 6 months she is considered a nara. And somebody who is ma'anis or if she is a basula, he's chayiv to pay the father a knas. The amount of the knas is chamishim kesef, which is nesayim zud, the same amount of the ksuba of a basula. The following nara get a knas if somebody is ma'anis. Haba al ha-mamzeret, somebody who is ba'al a mamzeret, even though a mamzeret is asura love over call, and he cannot be makayim, lo tieli. So even so, he is chayiv to pay a knas to the father. The al ha-nesina. A nesina is a girl that's from the Givonim. The Givonim came to be Megayer in the time of Yeshua, and David was gozer on them that they cannot marry into Klai. So even so, if he is ma'anis, or he has to pay a knas to the father. The ala kusim. Kusim are that at the time that Sancher sent the Aseret Hashpatim into Golas, he brought Goyim from Kusa into Eretz Yisrael. And these Goyim were Megayer after they started being eaten by lions. And according to some, they are not real Gerim. This time I hold that they are real Gerim, and therefore, if he is Ma'anitzer, he has to pay the father a knas. Haba al Hagiyores, the al Ashvuya, the al Ashipcha, Shenitsu, Vishenisgairu, Vishenisacharu, Chutoi, Mipnoi, Shali Shonim, Vyomech. Somebody who is Ma'anit, a Giyores, Shvuya, or Shipcha, after they were redeemed, in the case of the Shvuya, or became a Giyores, or was freed in the case of the Shipcha. If they were freed and redeemed before they turn 3, then they are becheskas besulois, even though the din is that somebody who is ma'anis, a girl that's already a ba'ula, does not have to pay knas. And a giyares, shvuya, or shivcha are becheskas ba'ulois. But here, since they were megayer or were free before they turn 3, even if they were nivela, their besulim are chayzrin. So therefore, there are becheskas besulois, and if he is ma'anis, he has to pay the father a knas. Haba al achoisa, somebody who is ba'al his sister, ba'al achois avit, his father's sister, ba'al achois imo, his mother's sister, ba'al achois ishto, his wife's sister, ba'al eshes achit, the wife of his brother. This is referring to that she was only his wife from the erusin, and then she was divorced. Because if she was his wife from the Nisuan, then she would be a Ba'ula, and there is no Knas to a Ba'ula. Ve'al Eches Achi Ovid, or he is Ma'anis, the wife of the brother of his father. Here too, it means that she was his wife from the Erison, and then she was divorced while she was still a Basula. Ve'al Hanida, and somebody who is Ma'anis Anida, Yesh Lehen Knas. They have a Knas, even though in all these cases there's a Chiyav Kares for being boiled them, even so they have a knas, afal pi shehein behi karais, ein behem mitzvah bedin, even though there is a chi of karais, since there is no mitzvah bedin, he is chayv a knas, because if there was a chi of mitzvah bedin, then there would be no knas, because we have a klal kimlei b'rabaminei, if there are two punishments being given, we only give the stronger punishment, and a chi of mitzvah obviously is a stronger punishment than paying a knas, but here, since the chiyav is karet, that is not a punishment that we give them, that's a punishment from Shemayim, so therefore we can be mechayev them a knas. But that's only if there was no hasra at the time of the vila. But if there was a hasra at the time of the vila, then we have a klal. Anybody who does something that has a chiyav karet, that was mekabel hasra, gets malchus, and we have a klal, ein adam loket umashalim, a person does not get two punishments, malchus and tashlumim. And therefore, if there was Hasra, he would get Malkus and wouldn't have to pay a knas. Meseches Suvis Perakimo Mishabet, Ve'elu She'en Lehen Knas. The following women, somebody who is Ma'anisim when they are Basula, does not have to pay a knas to the father. Haba Ahagiyurdes, Ve'alashvuya, Ve'alashipcha, She'niftu, Ve'shinisgairu, Ve'shinistacharu, Yuseiros, Abno Yisholi Shonim V'yamech. Somebody who is Ba'al Giyurdes, Shvuya or Shipcha, that was redeemed in the case of the Shvuya, or became a Giyores, or was freed after they were already 3 years old, And since they were only redeemed or became a diurus after they were three, they are Bechesed, they were Nivela, while they were a Goy, Shifcha, or Shvuya, and therefore there is no Knas, as there is only a Chiyav Knas to somebody who is Ma'anes Abesula, but somebody who is Ma'anes Abu'ula does not have to pay a Knas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvuya Shenifteis Harehi B'Kdushasa Afal Pisha Gdol. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the case of a Shvuya, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a girl that is captured by Goyim, she is B'Kdushasa, she has a din of a Besula, we do not assume that she was Nivela while she was captured, even though she was captured after she already turned three, and therefore there is a Chiyav Knas, and so too if she gets married, she gets the ksuva of a basula, for Rabbi Yehuda admits that she is asura lekohen, we are machmer legabe the isure kohona, and we give her a din of a zona as an isha that is nivela to a guy, has a din of a zona and is asura lekohen. Haba abito, abas bito, abas beno, somebody who is ma'anes his daughter or his granddaughter from his daughter or his son, abas isto, or somebody who is ma'anes the daughter of his wife, abas bena, abas bito, or his wife's granddaughter from her son or daughter, ein lehem knas, does not have to pay a knas, even though they are a besula, mipnei shenitchai benafshu, shenisoso bidei bezdin. He is chayev misa, misa bezdin, v'chol hamitchai benafshu, ein mishalimo. Anybody who is chayav misa does not have to pay mamon, as we have a cloud, kimle, b'rabamine, we give only the stronger punishment, shenemar, v'lo yiyeh asoin anosh yanosh. The pasuk says, v'chi natsu anoshin, if two people are fighting, v'nagfu isha hara, v'yatsu yiladeha, and they by mistake hit their friend's wife, and she miscarries, v'lo yiyeh asoin, if he does not kill the man's wife, then anosh ye anosh. Then he has to pay mamon, he has to pay the value of the vlad that was miscarried. But if she is killed, then he does not have to pay the value of the vlad, since he is chayiv misa, and anybody who is chayiv misa does not have to pay mamon. Now this thing is true even if he does not get the misa. For example, there is no asra, or he did it b'shagig, since if there would have been asra, or if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been chayav misa, he is pater from tashlumim in any case. Now this is only true by misa and mamon, which we learn out from the pasuk of v'lo yiyeh asoin. But the cloud that we have of ein adam loka u'mishalim, which we learn out from a different pasuk, we learn that out from the pasuk of kidei rishaso, mishum risha achas ata mechayvo, v'i ata mechayvo mishum stei rishoyev. From that pasuk we learn out that a person cannot get to punishment both Malkus and Mama. That's different. Over there, if he doesn't get the Malkus, then he has to pay, even though if he would have done it the Mazid, or if there would have been a throw, he would have gotten the Malkus. Even so, since he is not getting the Malkus, he has to pay. So that explains the previous Mishnah, that somebody who is Ma'anis and Isha, where there is a Chiyav Karis, has to pay Knas if there is no Asra, even though if there would have been Asra, he would be Pata from Knas, since he would have gotten Malkus.